Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla on a beautiful early winter's evening as we're here for the opening of Westchester's Winter Wonderland, the fourth annual event, a wonderful carnival atmosphere. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, as we said, this is the fourth annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland, and there's so much to do here. And to help kind of kick things off for us here, a good friend of ours, we've talked to him before, he's Joe Stout, Executive Director with the Westchester Parks Foundation. And Joe, good to have you on a wonderful evening here.
Nice to be here, Jim, as always.
Tell us about what's going on here. I had a chance to kind of look outside with you. Just a beautiful carnival atmosphere. There's rides, there's games, there's all sorts of things for everybody.
Westchester's Winter Wonderland is a combination of Bryant Park and Rockefeller Center right here in Westchester County at our Central Park, Kensico Dam Plaza. We have ice skating, we have visits with Santa, we have a great circus show, there are amusement rides, there's food trucks, there's strolling entertainment, there's all kinds of things for kids to do here and families to do here.
How did this all get started 4 years ago, Joe, when this was conceived?
It was actually a combination of ideas between the Parks Department and the Parks Foundation to kind of use Kensico on a year-round basis. And how could we do this? And one of the folks that worked for actually both of us is involved in lighting, theatrical lighting. And he came up with the idea of a light show, and they kind of morphed into a little bit more than just the light show.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. We're actually inside one of the tents here at this particular event, but really outside is where the big show is.
All the activities are outside, but we do have warm tents. So we're in the dining tent tonight, which is sponsored by the Westchester Knicks. And they will be... you go get your food at one of the food trucks, and you come on in and come in and warm up. The circus tent is also warm, and so you can go and watch. It's a half-hour show. It's a great circus. And so even though it's a nice night tonight, it's a little chilly when you're outside, but it's great to go for a winter activity and then go inside and warm up.
I must say, it does put you into the holiday spirit, because it is that time of year.
It is. Thanksgiving was yesterday, so now it's full blast. We're open until December 31st this year.
What would you say is the most popular attraction for the family or for the kids when they get here? Is it Santa?
Santa,
or is it something?
By far, Santa Claus. And we're a little bit different than some places where, you know, you take your own pictures. Santa, unlimited visits with Santa is included in your entry fee.
Yeah, and as I said, there's so much more to do. We also have a candy lane.
Candy cane lane. When you come in, you got a winter hayride. There's a couple of amusement rides. New this year is. An expanded circus tent. We have a new fun slide, a winter fun slide ride. There's a 40-foot Christmas tree this year, which is 4 feet bigger than it was last year. So every year it gets a little bit bigger. And we have new lights all over the park.
And I noticed as we were walking into the tent here, there are a couple of camels outside, right?
Camel rides and pony rides are here as well. Last year it was the first year we had them.
Yeah. So you've added some new attractions. So do you feel it's getting bigger and bigger with each year that you're doing this?
It has gone up. The attendance is going up each year, the third year. And we're, you know, obviously it takes a lot of planning, and we have a lot of sponsors who help us with this. But the big sponsor is the Westchester Medical Center. And then right after them is the County Parks Department, because this could not be done if it wasn't for the great work that the County Parks Department puts together. They put this up, they take it down, the staff operates it. You know, it's a great partnership.
Now, let's get more into the Parks Foundation, because this is one of a host of many events you do all year round. I mean, we've done things like Mutts on the Mountain. I know you've come to us, you know, for the fireworks and all those other events that we've had here at Kensico. I mean, all year round, there's so many good things to do and so many parks to see.
There are. There's 50 parks in Westchester County, and you know, our mission is to get people to enjoy them and use them, support them, advocate for them, and make sure that they're here for generations to come. We are a partner with Westchester County in doing that.
And again, the Parks Foundation has been around for a very long time, many, many decades, right?
Its first iteration was the Friends of Westchester Parks, and it goes back to 1977, so this is our
40
year.
Years, yeah, because I remember you did your 40th gala over at the County Center.
Right.
We had a great time with that.
Right, it was really great. And, you know, the County Center is a park, and people were surprised to see its transformation from what they typically see as athletic events or trade shows into it was really a spectacular venue for our gala.
It's way, way more than that. I can assure you that, having been there myself many times. So as we end this 40th year of 2017 and looking to your next 40 years starting in 2018, anything big coming up in the new year that you want to share?
Yeah, we have a couple of things. We're now in our third year, going into our fourth year of an excellent volunteer program, and we're going to kick off in the spring of 2018 a specific volunteer program to clean the Bronx River. Actually get volunteers to go in and take garbage out of the river, and we're going to kind of scientifically map what we're collecting, try and figure out where it's coming from, and see if we can help stop that. So that's a volunteer effort that we're looking forward for next year. We're obviously looking to do different events and fundraisers to help us meet our mission of helping the Parks Department deliver great services to the folks in the county.
And just to refresh everybody's memory, again, you're funded through donations and public funding, I mean, wherever people can give, right?
Correct. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit, so we're not government-supported. We don't get tax dollars to operate the foundation. We go out and raise money. And Winter Wonderland is a fundraiser for the foundation, and obviously our money goes right back into the park system of Westchester County. We only... We deal with the parks that are owned and operated by Westchester County.
Can you say how much money you raise from this event every year?
It varies depending on attendance, but we've been netting $50,000 or $60,000 a year.
That's good.
On it. Yeah.
And I say certainly you're off to a great start tonight.
And it's a great event. It's a great family event too. So it's not only about the money, although the money's important, but it's also about doing something at Kensico, turning this into a year-round venue, and having a great event for. Primarily, I mean, anybody can come, but overwhelmingly, it's Westchester residents who come here.
So how long does this event run till?
This is open until December 31st. We have a kid-friendly, family-friendly New Year's Eve ball drop. We did it for the first time last year. It's at 8 o'clock, and we found out that somewhere in Portugal, it's midnight. When it's 8 o'clock here, it's midnight in Portugal somewhere, where we drop the ball. So you can come with your families and little kids, have a traditional New Year's Eve kind of a celebration, and then the adults can still go out and have their fun afterwards. So that'll be December 31st, and then we're done for the year. You go to our website, which is wwinterwonderland.com, wwinterwonderland.com, and you can find out about all the programs. So there's character nights that are coming up. There's a movie we're going to show. There's all kinds of different things that are in the 27 days that we're open. It's not open every day until after Christmas, but we're open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, until after Christmas.
And again, if you want any information about the Parks Foundation itself, we have it up there at the WPF.
The Parks Foundation is a different website. That's the WPF.org. But if you're interested in Westchester Winter Wonderland, for now, you go to that website, or you can come to ours. You can get there through the WPF.org as well.
You'll find it one way or another.
Right.
Well, Joe, thanks for having us, and congratulations, and have some fun tonight.
Absolutely, we'll have some fun tonight. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you guys being here.
Joe Stout, Executive Director, ladies and gentlemen, of the Westchester Parks Foundation, as he's here for the opening of Westchester's Winter Wonderland, the fourth annual event. It's off to a great start already. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this One of Interest.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio live from Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're here for the kickoff of the annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland, the fourth annual event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K. McCain, our extraordinary engineer. We want to remind you we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Yes, you can, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, another of our good friends here. We talked earlier with the Parks Foundation. Now we're here with the County Parks Commissioner. She is Kathy O'Connor, who is joining us now. Kathy, congratulations on 4 years running this wonderful event. Huh?
We are so happy to be here. It's a big cooperative effort putting this, building a village, actually. So we're very excited that it's the kickoff, and we're going to be lighting the tree at 6 p.m., and we're so happy that there's a big crowd walking in. It's perfect weather, so thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Can you give us the Parks Department's perspective of this? We got the Parks Foundation, but what about the County Parks end of things? Because I guess you two kind of put this all together 4 years ago when you first started, right?
Yes, it's really a cooperative effort. It was the Parks Foundation is actually, they're the banker for it, and the Parks Department are the busy bees, the worker bees that put it all together. And collectively, we all have really put together this wonderful event. It's the one event in the County Parks Department where the entire department has something to do with it. So I'm very proud of it. We've worked hard, many hours put in, but I think the payoff is that it's never looked better.
Yeah, as Joe said, really the reason for doing this is to make Kensico Dam Plaza a year-round destination for events like this, not just during the warm months or during the year.
Absolutely. It's our central park. It's our green space. It is centrally located in Westchester County. Nobody has the vista of having the dam, whether it's snowing or whether it's 80 degrees out. Nobody else has what we have here. And people just love to come here. They actually just pull in, even if they don't know or this wasn't their destination, they end up in this park. So yes, by having Winter Wonderland, it is really a 12-month operation here now.
I think Joe Stout of the Parks Foundation put it best. He said, this is a combination of Bryant Park and Rockefeller Center at this time of year. A really good marriage, I think.
Absolutely. And then we also have just the ability to just walk around. The people love to just come here and do their fitness, their workout. They walk their dogs. There's a whole social element here. There are people that know each other and make sure that they come certain days. And but Winter Wonderland is just another. It's the icing on the cake. It's just a fabulous addition.
Yeah, and again, this is one of a host of many events that you see throughout the county. I mean, we've been here for the fireworks. We did a couple of our screenings here at Kensico Dam. They were very well attended, each and every one of them. And judging from the turnout tonight, I can see a lot of happy faces. Looks like it's going to be a very big crowd for this opening night.
Yes, and the fact that it's our fourth year, we've learned a lot. We started out small, and each year we've just added more and more, and we've gotten more support. We have more sponsors this year. So I think the vibe is a very positive one. And actually, my department as a whole, I think, is very proud of what they've produced. As we said, a lot of work, you know, you put in the blood, sweat, and tears, but the outcome is that they walk around and they see people really enjoying themselves, and it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, we have everything. We got the Santa experience, which of course is very popular with the kids. You've got rides. I think you have a couple of new features this year that were added for this event. It does get bigger and bigger.
Absolutely, and what's really been a home run, and it was brand new last year, is the circus edition, and the acts this year are brand new again, and the tent that we now utilize is actually owned by the Parks Foundation. So we actually can use that giant red and yellow tent at other facilities throughout the year. But yes, we're very excited about it. We have an additional ride, we have the fun slide, and we have different food services, and we're just really excited about it. The ice is perfect right now.
It really is. So, it just feels like winter already. I know the calendar says we're still in November, but yeah, it feels like winter's already here, Kathy.
Absolutely. And what we also love is the Santa experience has become very, very popular. We have an excellent Santa. He's the real deal.
He's the real star of the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like just looking around, it's just so beautiful out there on a early cold winter's night. And again, the kids are having fun. It's for the whole family. And I understand, I guess, it's one of the big fundraisers for the Parks Foundation. They're expecting to raise, what, 50 grand from this? I guess they're in the neighborhood of that from this event?
Yes, absolutely. The one other thing I was going to mention, too, is that what we put together last year, and it was very successful, and we're doing it again this year, it's a family-friendly New Year's Eve. And we actually have the ball drop on the other side of the park. We have the ball drop at 8 p.m., followed by a pyrotech show over in the Triangle. And we had thousands of people here last year. And so we're hoping that we get the same crowd this year, and we're very excited about it.
That really should be something to see. So if anybody would like more information about County Parks, where can they contact you?
You certainly can go to our website. It's Westchester Parks, Westchester County Parks, you can go to Kensico, you can go to Winter Wonderland, or you can go Westchester Parks Foundation and click on that, and it'll open the whole menu for this event.
Sounds good. Well, Kathy, congratulations to you, and have some fun tonight.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Kathy O'Connor, ladies and gentlemen, Commissioner of the Westchester County Parks Department with us here. We're here for the kickoff of the 4th annual Westchester Winter Wonderland. Looks like a really fun night and really a lot of excitement of the year on this evening. We're going to take a short break and come back in just a moment, but we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly, knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're here for the kickoff of the 4th annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. And joining us right now, our latest guest, he's Vice Chair with the Board of Trustees with the Westchester Parks Foundation, and he is Seth Mandelbaum. And Seth, good to have you with us. What are your thoughts on this beautiful night?
Oh, it's great to be here again. And perfect weather tonight, great crowd, and even more excitement than the last 3 years.
Well, we couldn't have asked for better weather for this opening night against the 4th year you have done this. Tell us your thoughts on it, because you've been on the board long before this was ever conceived. It started in 2013. What about the fact that it took so much effort between the Parks Foundation and the County Parks Department to put this all together?
Yeah, it's just an incredible partnership. When I joined, we were Friends of Westchester County Parks, and we went through a rebranding a couple of years back to the Westchester Parks Foundation. And this has really become our signature event that we sponsor in conjunction with the incredible Westchester County Parks Department, with their dedicated staff that put this event together and set this place up in a matter of weeks and really make it a winter wonderland.
Well, right? With so many great events you have throughout the year, from the fireworks displays, you see, feel this is the crown jewel of all the events you have at this location.
It really is. It's so unique. It's something I think every year more and more people know about it. You know, the first year we kind of tried it and said, let's see how it goes. And it's just gotten better and better. And the staff, both at the Parks Foundation and at the county, have learned every year how to make it better, and we got the circus tent now, and it runs much more smoothly, and it's just keeps getting better and better.
Well, anytime you start something, of course, it's always going to have a, you know, it's fits and starts, and you say, okay, let's do this a little bit better, and now yep. 4 years later, it's kind of like come to full flower here, right?
That's right. The first year, we were hoping the lights went on, you know, we flicked the switch, but now we have it pretty much down to a science.
What impresses you most about this event here at this particular location? You've added some things this year. I know Santa is the most popular with the kids, but anything else that impresses you about it?
I didn't know about the camels.
I just saw that. I say, two camels out there? Yeah, they're here.
Camels,
there's a camel ride.
Pony rides, yeah. In addition to the rides they bring over physically from Playland. Yeah, you have food truck vendors, and it's great for some of the vendors too, because you know this time of year things probably calm down a little bit for them, and this is another month where they can get their name out there and have another audience that they normally wouldn't get doing street fairs during the summer.
Yeah, they have Candy Cane Land. They, of course, they got the circus.
Yep.
So much to do here, really, in between now and the end of December. I guess that's the time frame. About 3 weeks you're going to be doing this or so?
Yeah, and we have our great New Year's Eve family ball drop, which happens pretty early in the evening, which is great for parents that want to come with their kids and count down for the new year, and then they can even go out after they put the kids to bed.
So now let's talk about the work that you do. Again, you're vice chair of the board of trustees. So tell me what exactly you do as far as your role with that organization.
Yeah, so as vice chair, I'm on the executive committee. I'm very involved in the budget and making decisions, such as the decision to try to fund this event. We also are very proud of Camp Morty, which is something that the Parks Foundation...
We've been there for that.
Yeah. So you know it provides a sleepaway camp for... kids that are in the shelter services system that really have never had a chance to go away to a sleepaway camp for a week at a time. So that's really terrific, something we're very proud of. And you know, it's a full-blown not-for-profit corporation that has grown by leaps and bounds, and we've had to keep up with that growth.
And as I understand, I guess this is the biggest fundraiser you have during the year because the amount of time that you're doing with this event?
It is. But, you know, we had our gala in September at the County Center for the first time. And if you think the County Center looks like one thing, which is most people think of a basketball court or a graduation, it looked like a gala. And, again, the park staff did an amazing job dressing up that room. And it felt like we were walking into a ballroom of a hotel. So that was really fun also. That's our other big fundraiser.
Well, to see the looks on the children's faces outside and the decorations, I mean, a lot of hard work has gone into this and a lot of planning to culminate in what we're seeing tonight.
That's right. This has been months and months of planning. Joe Stout and Christine Laporta always like to joke that the minute they finish, they take January 1st off, and then on January 2nd, they start planning for next year. And it really does take a lot of effort and people coordinating to put this all together, as you can imagine.
So again, if anybody would like more information about this event, remember it's wwinterwonderland.com if you want information about this particular event. The Parks Foundation is the wpf.org if you want more, not only about this, but any other events that the organization does throughout the entire year.
Yes, and we are on that interweb that the kids keep talking about.
All right. Well, Seth Mandelbaum, again, vice chair of the Board of Trustees, Westchester Parks Foundation, thanks for joining us. Have some fun tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Great to be here.
Seth Mandelbaum, ladies and gentlemen, with the Parks Foundation. My name is Jim Cleefield. Again, we're here for the fourth annual Westchester Winter Wonderland kickoff tonight. What a great crowd we see on the outside tonight. Everybody's having fun. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on a festive evening here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're here for the fourth annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland. Tonight is the kickoff of that spectacular event. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with a mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCann, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, one of the attendees of this event. Actually, she's been coming here 3 years now since it first started back in 2013. Her name is Jerry Ferrati. She's from Yonkers. And, Jerry, good to have you with us. What do you love most about coming here to this annual event?
Well, I like the festivities, the beautiful synchronized lights synchronized to the music. We're regular walkers that come up to Kensico Dam, and we've seen the workers actually setting up the lights, so it's kind of a great anticipation to see this, and it's a great way to start the holidays, and it's a wonderful tradition. We have our grandkids, my son and daughter-in-law from Georgia, up here for the Thanksgiving holidays, and we're introducing them to kind of a new family tradition.
It really is. I mean, hard to believe it is the fourth year, but it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. They've added some attractions this year. Of course, they have the Santa Experience, which is very popular with the kids. I'm sure you've seen that. But just to see the colors and the lights, it really adds to the start of this holiday season.
It absolutely does, and I just see another of my children. My son is here with his wife and grandkids, too. So we're kind of getting most of the family together, and it's a great way to have a good time with family or friends.
Indeed.
It's perfect.
Yeah, we have a tremendous turnout just for this opening night. The weather couldn't be any better. And it really is becoming the crown jewel of all the events here at Kensico Dam Plaza. I mean, they have the fireworks. They have a lot of other events going on. But this really is the signature event. And as I understand, the biggest fundraiser for the Parks Foundation as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes.
But that's great. That's great news.
Yeah.
And it also brings a great sense of community. We love that. We've enjoyed coming to also some of the movies that are presented at Kensico.
We did two screenings this year.
And we've had a lot of fun. This is one of my granddaughter. She's from actually New Jersey. So we've even got Jersey friends coming over.
Yeah, so they must come from all over the metro area, not just Westchester, but this draws a lot of people. And again, this is going to be going on between now and December 31st. So again, tonight being the kickoff, but this is just a small sample size of what you're going to see when you have a chance to come to this event.
Okay, and I'm excited. I see live camels out there, too.
Were you surprised to see them? I didn't know there were going to be camels tonight.
I don't know. I didn't know that either, but we're learning as we go along, which is great.
So, really, what do you love most about this event of all of the attractions you see here, since you've been coming here 3 years now, since it first started?
I think the favorite is actually all the lights. They do have the carolers, the live carolers. They have other entertainment going on. And, of course, you have the big guy himself, Santa Claus. So
the one and only.
I mean, I believe, and my grandkids do. And it's a blessing and a great opportunity for other people to participate in an exciting event.
Yeah, it's
wonderful.
Really, it's really worth coming here. And again, for those of you listening, you have plenty of opportunities. If you don't make it to the kickoff tonight, you have lots of chances between now and New Year's Eve, December 31st. So please come on down. It's just a spectacular event. As I said, it's my first tonight, and I'm just very impressed with what I'm seeing. Well, Jerry Ferrante of Yonkers, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you come back again.
Thank you. I sure do. It's becoming the Ferrante tradition.
That's it. I heard that. All right. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry Ferrante of Yonkers, ladies and gentlemen, one of the attendees here at this Westchester Winter Wonderland, again, their fourth annual event. It's off to a great start. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more of the show right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on a festive evening here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. And we're here for the kickoff tonight of the fourth annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mix master, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, I have three of them with us. We talked earlier with Jerry Ferrante of Yonkers. Well, meet her grandkids, all three of them. To my immediate right is Valentina, to her right is Devin, and to his right is Antonio. They're all with us tonight. Good to have you three with us. Let's start with you, Valentina. You came here last year. Do you really enjoy it?
Yes, it was actually quite fun, and that really gave me the snow feeling that the snow was going to fall soon.
What did you love most about it? Did you love Santa Claus? What did you see?
I especially liked all the treats, the fun shops, and going on the camel ride is probably my favorite.
I was going to say, Dad, did you go on any other rides besides the camel ride? Is that the only one you did?
No, there's a few others, but what can I say? They're all my favorite.
Yeah? How about the food here?
The food here is quite amazing. It is tasty, and believe me, that you will never want to go home.
Do you have a particular favorite?
No, I pretty much love them all.
Yeah? Well, let's talk to Devin right now. Devin, why don't you come in right now, one of the other grandkids here. Devin, you came here last year also?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and what did you like most about last year?
I don't remember much, but all I know is it was a lot of fun.
Yeah? Did you try any of the rides? How was the food? Was it really good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Did you get to see Santa Claus? I know he's here tonight.
Yes, we did.
Yeah? So both of you have come here. This is your second year. What about this year compared to last? It looks like it's gotten bigger. There's a big turnout tonight. There's lots to do.
Yeah.
Yeah? How about the candy cane lane, I guess, they have this year? They have skating. They have all kinds of things here.
Yeah, I'm going to try the skating this year with some of my friends.
Yeah, do you ice skate?
Used to.
Yeah, do you maybe want to play hockey? Yeah.
No.
No, you don't like hockey?
My friend does.
He does. Yeah, okay. And then we have Antonio, who's also here tonight. Antonio, he's the third grandkid represented by the Ferrante family joining us tonight. Antonio, how many years have you been coming here? Is this your second year? How long have you been going?
This is actually my first year coming
here. First year?
Yes.
And what do you think of it tonight? Are you impressed?
Yeah, it's a lot of kids, a lot of fun. I haven't been here, but I know it's going to be a lot of fun.
What are you looking forward to most tonight?
Probably the ice skating.
You want to try skating?
Yeah.
Have you ever ice skated before?
Yeah, a couple of times.
How about, I hear Santa Claus is very popular with the kids. You got to see him too, the big man?
Yeah.
Yeah? And how about the food here? Do you like it?
Food here, yeah. I had some.
Yeah?
It's good.
Did you see the two camels? I didn't expect to see two camels. There's a camel ride. Are you going to try that tonight?
Yeah, I might try that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you think you'll come here again?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, you recommend it to all your friends and tell them to come here? I mean, it's going to be here till the end of December, I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to have all three of you on and really have a fun time tonight, okay?
All right.
We've been speaking with the three grandkids of Jerry Ferrante again, of Valentina, Devin, and Antonio, all having a good time tonight, as we certainly are. It's my first visit here to the Westchester Winter Wonderland. We hope you're enjoying listening to the show, too. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break again. We're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from the kickoff of the fourth Winter Wonderland, Westchester's Winter Wonderland, and it's going to be a spectacular night tonight. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, and we're here for the kickoff of the fourth annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Matty the K. McCain, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, she is Ileana Buiguez, and she represents Homestyle Caterers of Westchester and Putnam Counties. They're catering tonight's event. And Ileana, good to have you with us. We've seen you at other events. Have you been at this event before?
Yes, I have. This is our, I believe, our third year here at the Winter Wonderland. And where are we? White Plains.
Well, yeah, we're in Valhalla. Actually, it's Kensico Dam Plaza here. This is the fourth annual. In the other times that you come here, what do you like most about this event?
Oh, just the atmosphere, the whole holiday spirit. Generally, most people are in a great mood, and we're caterers, so we get to just serve people and just be who we are. We're really good at that, so we just come out and we just join. I feel like we're not working. We're more like celebrating the whole entire season.
It really is a party atmosphere, I must say. This is my first time here coming to the Winter Wonderland. And just seeing by the turnout and the smiling faces and the kids, it's just a wonderful way to kick off this holiday season. I mean, we've had Thanksgiving, but now we're into the heart of it.
Right, right. Santa's out here. They just did the tree lighting, didn't they? The aroma in the air of all the food trucks, and there's eggnog flowing over our bars over here. it's just wonderful for all ages.
Now, you have been to other events, but how would you compare this to all the others you've done?
Well, it's considered you're doing more of like a public event versus like we do weddings and, you know, sweet 16s and mitzvahs and live shows. But something like this, you're just catching the public right off guard, you know, right in their spirit. They're here because they want to be here. They're not here because they got an invitation to be here. So it's good because they're just in a great mood, you know, and it just sets it off and it puts us in a good mood. And we're a family at Homestyle Caterers. So, I don't know. It just brings everybody together. It puts a smile on your face. It's just a good feeling.
Yeah, how can you not be happy at a night like this? I mean, in fact, one of our earlier guests said that this event at Kensico Dam is a combination of Bryant Park and Rockefeller Center. I agree with that.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And it does get cold. Last year, we hit some numbers. It was really cold, but there were still people out, still lining up, ice skating. There's like a rink where you tour. There's great food trucks and hot chocolate. And I don't know. People are, like I said, you're not invited here. You come here because you want to be here. You want to be in the spirit. So for where we are, Westchester County, I think it's a great, great location for this event.
Yeah, you don't have to go all the way to the city. I mean, it's right here in your backyard. You don't have to go too far for it.
Right. Exactly. You can ride up the Bronx River. You're right here. There's plenty of parking. And everybody is so helpful. The staff, the county workers, whatever you need. If you need a special need, everybody's just always got each other's back here. For us, for the guests, for everyone.
Now, you talked about what you do with Homestyle Caterers. Aside from this event, you do bar mitzvahs, you do weddings. So you must be busy all year round, all around the county.
We are. We are Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland. So, yeah.
Three counties then. Yeah.
Three counties. So I'm very proud to be part of this family. he's growing and growing and growing.
when did you first come to a Homestyle Caterers? When did you start?
2013.
So really about the time that this event started, 4 years ago.
Right. But I think we were invited the year after I came on. So it's been you don't see the people all the time because parks is something separate. But every year when we get together and we work together, it's just like, hey, it's almost like it was just like a month ago. It doesn't feel like a year has passed.
But don't you feel like you know everybody every time you come
I
here?
I know everybody every time I come. And like I said, it's just like family. It really is.
It draws thousands, but it just seems like it has that small town feeling to it.
Yes. And we are all neighbors, essentially. You know, these are the people from the county of Westchester, and it's great. It's great.
And again, it's going to be on until December 31st. So if you couldn't make it to the kickoff, not to worry. You got plenty of chances to do it between now and the end of the year. Now, as far as Homestyle Caterers, if anybody would like more information, Ileana, about your company and they would like your services, where can they contact you?
Well, we have a great Facebook page. It's Homestyle Caterers. There's so many general numbers. I know the one in Putnam by heart. That's 845-808-1881. We have our Instagram. There's our webpage. There's so many different ways to contact us.
So you'll get one way or another, they'll contact
HomestyleCaterers.com. You'll get us.
Okay. Ileana Buigas, Homestyle Caterers, Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland Counties. Thanks so much for joining us. Have some fun tonight, all right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ileana.
Bye now.
Ileana Buigas, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we're broadcasting live Westchester Talk Radio Wiz from the kickoff of the fourth annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. A very festive night. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on a festive evening here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're here for the kickoff of the fourth annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our extraordinary engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, we're happy to have with us once again. We had her on, as a matter of fact, for our pre-Black Friday show just a few days ago at the Cross County Shopping Center. We're delighted to have with us once again Angela Porcelli, founder and editor of Macaroni Kid. That's in Yonkers. Is that not correct, Angela?
Yes, that's true.
And I understand you brought a special guest with you. You call her your Macaroni Kid, your daughter Victoria, right?
One of my Macaroni Kids, Victoria Porcelli.
Yes. Victoria, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Are you having fun, Victoria?
Yeah.
Is this your first time here?
No.
What do you love most about coming to this event? Santa Claus? What do you like?
I like all the rides.
You do? Which one is your most favorite? What's your favorite ride?
The polar bear one.
Oh, you like that? And what's the polar bear? How does that ride work? What's that like?
It goes around and around in circles. It's like a roller coaster.
Oh, so you like roller coasters, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. How about the food? Have you tried any of the food yet? It's really good.
Yes.
You do? Look, she's having a great time, Angela. She really is.
She's got a smile on. She's talking through a smile.
She is. I mean, well, she's a very happy kid. There's so many happy kids. And Angela, I know we talked to you a few days ago about this blog, Macaroni Kid. When did you first start that, for those who might have missed out the first time?
So Macaroni Kid, I've personally been doing it for 3.5 years in Yonkers, recently adding Bronxville as well. So it's a parenting blog, and we focus on events. So this is one of our key events to talk about. This is what's happening in the winter months in the area. So we love to be here and experience it firsthand so we can talk to our audience about how enjoyable it is for a family.
So you've come here before, Tega? This is the fourth year they're doing it.
Yeah, we've been here before. We were here for our opening night last year, and it's nice to see how different and how the event has grown so much. This year there's a fun slide. The kids can't wait to get on the fun slide.
Have you seen the two camels? I didn't expect to see that tonight.
We did see two camels last year. I think this year will be the first time we will get on those two camels. If there's not a long line on our way out, we're definitely going to experience the camels.
I have a feeling that's going to become very popular very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And to have the circus here so accessible, we were looking at the schedule once an hour.
And let's talk a little bit more about your blog. Again, what exactly they'll find when somebody logs on for the first time to that blog. What will they see as far as content?
Well, it's for moms and dads, and it's things that are centric to moms and dads. So sometimes it's recipes, sometimes it's crafts, sometimes it's really what's happening in town, maybe camps, selection time, schools that are promoting open houses. It really runs the gamut of what's going on and very seasonal to what you might be looking for.
What inspired you to create that blog in the first place?
We're actually part of a network of 600 across the country.
600?
600 moms are publishing local, hyper-local editions across the country. So I'm in Westchester. There's five others in Westchester as well. Yeah. So if you live in Chappaqua, there's a macaroni kit for you. If you live in the River Towns, there's also another macaroni kit for you.
So somewhere around Westchester, you'll find one, wherever you are.
You'll find a macaroni kid.
And again, has that really grown over the years, this blog? I mean, more and more moms joining up with that?
It has, yes. I think parents are looking for more and more to do, or more opinions that really relate to them, instead of searching the newspapers and searching five different sources. They can just come to Macaroni Kid, and it's all right there.
Okay, so if they want more information, how do they log on to that blog?
They can go through national.macaronikid.com.
National.macaronikid.com.
And then you'll find your local edition, or if you're in Yonkers, you can go to yonkers.macaronikid or chappaqua.macaronikid or Rivertowns, etc.
Sounds good. Well, Angela, it's great to see you again. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that, too. Hope you enjoy the night, and
Thank you. Your wonderful daughter. Happy Hanukkah, too.
Thank you. Angela Porcelli and her Macaroni Kid daughter, Victoria, all joining us, having a wonderful time for this kickoff of the fourth annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with our final guest right after this word of interest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a festive night here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're here for the fourth annual, the kickoff of Westchester's Winter Wonderland. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, JP McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my final guest for the proceedings tonight, I'm happy to have with us a good friend of ours from Robeson Energy. He is Director of Marketing, Felix Tapia. Felix, good to have you with us. I understand you sponsored this event a couple of times, right?
Yeah, this is our second time sponsoring. This time we brought RobiDog out for the tree lighting.
And I haven't had a chance to see the tree lighting. What was it like out there?
It was pretty good. I think it's like a record crowd, even looking in here around.
Yeah, I must say, from what I hear, the crowd's been getting bigger and bigger every year they've done this, starting in 2013. This is the fourth annual, and it's just the turnout's tremendous tonight.
Yeah, the weather cooperated, so even though it's a little chilly, like we like it at Robeson, we looked out from the crowd, and it was just a lot of familiar faces. It was very good fun.
What do you love most about this event, Felix, since you've been coming to this?
It's just very good family fun. You know, you have kids of all ages. I can see little ones. I can see teenagers, the ice skating. You know, it's a one fee, so it's very family friendly, to the wallet as well as to, kind of come and hang out.
And as I understand it, we were talking to the Parks Foundation. I guess this is their biggest fundraiser of the year. They're expecting to raise a lot. And this event goes until the end of December.
Yeah. We ourselves are having a contest. We had a contest, so we had a couple of our winners here with us tonight, as well as RobiDog. So we got to see them in the crowd. But when the Parks Foundation gave us a call and offered us this opportunity, we were like, of course.
Yes. And as I said, there's so many good things this year. I mean, like I said, we saw two camels, which weren't here last year. A camel rides are added this year.
You know what they say about a party with a camel.
What's that? Yeah. Matt?
By the way, Jim, what day is it?
Guess what day it is.
Exactly.
Is it a Wednesday? I know it's not. Okay. Just checking. I don't know what day is either, but party time, that's what it is.
Exactly. But anyway, we want to give a big shout out to, the Westchester Parks Foundation.
Yes.
Marissa, Joe Stout, Christine, they kind of all helped us out really, coming on board with this event, as well as the contest that we had. If you go to robesonoil.com/winterwonderland, we gave 10 people the opportunity to come and join us tonight.
Wonderful.
So I saw about 6 of them. The other ones can use it throughout the month, but we'll also be continuing the contest next week, where we'll be picking a winner a day for the next 10 days. We'll also have Robeson Winter Essentials packs. So, kind of our way to give back.
That's really a nice tie-in with this event, Felix.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Really is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, just adds to this holiday spirit, the giving spirit that we have at this time of year. And really, if this doesn't put you in the mood for the holiday, I don't know what does.
Yeah. And I actually spent the last 3 days earlier this week hand-delivering some of the winners' tickets. So they invited me to their home, taking pictures with RobiDog.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it was quite pleasant, actually.
It really is. And again, for those of you who are listening and you didn't get a chance to make it to tonight's kickoff, no worries. As I said, you got plenty of opportunities. This is going to go on until New Year's Eve, December 31st. So, as I said, hopefully the weather will be as good as this, Felix.
Yeah, perfect. And again, go to robesonoil.com/winterwonderland for your chance to win tickets. Otherwise, tickets are very reasonable and family-friendly.
Yeah, and again, you don't have to go to the city for something like this, ladies and gentlemen. It's right here in your backyard.
Yep.
That's all it is. All right,
Thank you very much.
Felix, again, thanks so much. Robeson Energy, good to have you with us, my friend. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
All right, Felix Tapia, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Marketing with Robeson Energy, joining us here on Westchester Talk Radio. Well, that'll do it for this segment for Westchester Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed it. We had a great time here at this kickoff of the fourth annual Westchester's Winter Wonderland. And I want to thank my crew for tonight. Matty the K-Mix Master, Matt Cahan, great job in engineering as always. Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media, Shark Creative, thanks to you, of course, for the great job you do putting these events together. And, of course, to everybody, all our guests, and Westchester Parks Foundation and many more. And to those of you at home listening, hope you had fun too as well and really enjoy the night. Well, that'll do it. Thanks so much for joining us again. This is Jim Pleafield speaking, saying so long. We'll see you next time.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.